Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. Today is Monday, January 16th, 2022. This is edition number 102 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church located in Evansville, Indiana. We are a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me as we continue looking at the Ninth Commandment using Shorter Catechism question number 77 as well as Larger Catechism question 144. But let's pray, and then we'll dive into these matters together this morning. Let's pray. Father, as we bow before your word, we would ask that it would assess our motives, the intentions of our own hearts. It would give us direction and guidance, and it would help us to live faithful lives before you. We pray for your spirit that he might help us. Even now, we pray for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, we have been considering a Shorter Catechism question number 77, which asks what is required in the Ninth Commandment. The answer is the Ninth Commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbor's good name, especially in witness bearing. And we've been using the much fuller answer to this question, what are the duties required of the Ninth Commandment, using Larger Catechism 144. In the Friday edition, we considered matters relating to defending the innocency of our neighbor, a willingness to receive a good report and an unwillingness to receive an evil report. And today, we're going to consider three areas that we as fallen creatures are very much prone to doing. I have violated this commandment many times in my life. I'm sure you have as well. These are things that we need to think seriously about and strive to mortify, even in our own lives. Those three areas are the areas of discouraging talebearers, flatterers, and slanderers. Now, these are the duties that are required, so we're to discourage these things, not only in ourselves, but also in the lives of other people. Well, let's consider first this issue of talebearing. Put a different way, talebearing is simply gossip. It is that information that is passed from person to person, whether true or not true, that has absolutely nothing to do with the individual you are either speaking to, speaking about, or receiving information about, as the case may be here, as we are to discourage talebearing. The Bible, of course, speaks very plainly to this issue because of its destructive nature. The lies of our neighbors. Proverbs 25:23, the north wind brings forth rain and a backbiting tongue, angry looks. Proverbs 16, verse 28, a dishonest man spreads strife and a whisperer separates close friends. Now, you want to ruin relationships, you can do so very quickly by even receiving an evil report, receiving talebearing or gossip from another individual, let alone being party to the one, being the active party in spreading information. And the issue of the tongue, of course, is one that the Bible speaks very clearly about, and this is a sin of the tongue. And there we read in James chapter 1 and verse 26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this person's religion is worthless. Now, none of us want a religion that is worthless. We want our Christian lives to mean something, to profit, to value. But if one cannot control his tongue, especially in this area of gossip, and especially as we receive gossip, then James says our religion is indeed worthless. Proverbs 26, verse 22, there we read, the words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner parts of the body. In other words, we are naturally attracted to it. It's like good food. We enjoy it. We seek it out. We want it. And gossip and listening to gossip, for some reason, just appeals to the flesh, and it draws our attention like moth to a flame. But that is, we are to discourage this in the lives of other people. We are to discourage it when it comes to our door. As soon as we begin to hear what we're hearing is gossip, we should silence it. We should remind the other individual what they are doing, that it's sin, and that they need to deal with it in the proper biblical way instead of receiving it, sitting there even just listening to it for 20 minutes and then turning around and saying those things. It's too late. We need to cut it off at the pass. As soon as it comes to our door, we need to eradicate it from that conversation. And so we're to discourage talebearing. We're to discourage flattering. Flattery is just excessive and insincere praise usually offered to elicit some favor or used to benefit one's own self-interest. And we are to discourage that in the lives of other people. Proverbs 26 and verses 24 and 25, whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. So it's one thing to be encouraging to our brothers and sisters, to say nice things to them, to help them, edify them. It's another thing to heap on excessive praise. And usually flattery is praise that is insincere. It's not genuine. It's designed to serve a selfish end. And so when you hear that happening, when it comes to you, we are to discourage that, not only in our own lives and how we speak to others, but as we listen to other people. And then finally, the issue of slandering. The issue of slandering. I think we know instinctively what that is. It's to heap upon another person, our neighbor, negative things, to say rotten, nasty things about them. And this goes on, of course, at the water cooler, the coffee pot, at work all the time. These are the kinds of things that we see in the world, but sadly, we also see it in the church. Psalm 101, verse 5, whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy. Whoever has a haughty look and an arrogant heart, I will not endure. And so this is a very serious issue within God's church. It should not be numbered among us, and we are to discourage that kind of behavior in our brothers and sisters. So these are three areas, all centering around the tongue, of course, matters relating to talebearing or gossiping, flattery, excessive praise, usually offered to serve one's own interests, and then slandering one another. These things are things that we should discourage. We are required if we're going to obey the ninth commandment. Now, we know that we fall short of these things in our lives, and we are thankful that we have a Savior who does forgive us. But we must press on to the mark of the upward call of Christ Jesus. We must press on to discourage these things, not only in our own hearts and minds, but also in the lives of other people. Well, if you have any comments or questions for me, you can leave me a note. The way to contact me is there before you on the screen. So until the Tuesday edition, when we finish up, I think we'll finish up the issues related to the duties required in the ninth commandment. I trust the Lord will bless you and keep you today. May you serve him. God bless.